Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. For the second time in 2 years, a Missoula hospital is entering a joint venture with a hospital in Billings. Last year, Billings Clinic and a for-profit partner bought Missoula Community Medical Center. The new joint venture announced this week isn't a merger, but it does have Missoula's other hospital, St. Patrick, joining with St. Vincent Hospital in Billings. Mark Wakai with St. Patrick says they're getting together with St. Vincent to create a statewide network of healthcare providers that they say will save Montana businesses money.
Why now? Is because spending is out of control in healthcare, and we want to be seen as part of the solution.
Reducing the cost of healthcare has long been one of America's most vexing problems. St. Patrick and St. Vincent are trying a new strategy that's being employed across the country. It's a huge change in how healthcare is paid for. Instead of doctors and hospitals getting paid for every patient visit or test or procedure, they'll get paid based on how well they do at keeping a given group or population of patients healthy. Ron Oldfield is an executive with St. Vincent in Billings.
Just sort of the wave of the future in terms of we create a narrow network, we work with an employer, and we say, we would like to see 90% of your employees, rather than maybe the current 50% that we see now. If we see more of your patients, we will be able to help you bend your cost curve.
The idea is that if this new network is given a responsibility for most or all of a company's employees, they can better track those employees' health and steer them to preventive care that keeps them out of hospitals and from needing expensive interventions like surgeries later. These new kinds of networks are supposed to be held accountable for doing that and are called Accountable Care Organizations, or ACOs. Benjamin Miller, a healthcare policy researcher at the University of Colorado, says that although ACOs are relatively new, there's reason to think the new payment model can work.
There's evidence that's been published looking at the Medicare ACO program, and we know that there were areas that they found to have lower costs.
But Miller says lower costs aren't automatic. For an ACO to work, it has to have a broad network of providers who work well together. Everybody from general practitioners or family doctors through to specialists and hospitals. He says it really helps if behavioral or mental health specialists are included in the network. And all of that has to be backed with really robust information technology, so the network can efficiently track every patient and measure whether everyone's getting the most efficient care possible. A big goal of ACOs is to reduce the current fragmentation in American healthcare, where doctors and hospitals and therapists may all be working independently and not necessarily communicating well together, and nobody's held accountable for whether patients are actually getting better or just continuing to rack up more and more bills for more and more procedures.
Creating an ACO is not the panacea. Creating an ACO is a conduit for being able to fix some of the problems that have come from fragmentation in healthcare, where providers simply don't track patients or aren't able to collaborate with other providers in their community for those patients.
So the new joint venture between St. Patrick in Missoula and St. Vincent in Billings is an attempt to create a new network that's on the hook for making sure people get the right amount of healthcare when they need it, and they don't fall through the cracks or end up in a cycle of repetitive tests or procedures that are being done because healthcare providers aren't communicating well. It's a theory that works well on paper, but isn't necessarily easy to carry out in the real world, admits St. Vincent's Ron Oldfield.
I wouldn't say that, you know, that we have this all figured out.
But Oldfield says the future of healthcare is hospitals and doctors getting paid for the quality of care they deliver and not the quantity.
And we want to be prepared for it. Because we don't think that in the long term, getting paid by the number of transactions is sustainable.
The new ACO isn't just St. Vincent and St. Patrick Hospitals. Both are parts of larger not-for-profit health systems that include doctors and clinics outside the walls of the hospitals themselves. St. Patrick is part of the Washington State-based Providence Health System, and St. Vincent is part of the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth System, based in Kansas. They also run St. James Hospital in Butte and Holy Rosary Healthcare in Miles City. The two systems joining means that they can offer big Montana employers coverage across the entire state. St. Patrick's Mark Wakai says the new network is planning to lease more office space and is currently searching for a chief executive. He says it's going to need to hire some new staff, including some with new skill sets, but he didn't have specifics on the number of new hires. I'm Eric Whitney.